This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Shrestha with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli directs concerned bodies to resolve dispute regarding facility of postgraduate level resident doctors in private medical colleges. Speaker Devraj Khemire addresses 11th plenary session of International Parliament for Tolerance and Peace in Cambodia's capital, Phnom Penh. Speaker highlights Nepal's achievement in peace building and reconciliation as a model for the world. President Ramchandra Podal approves mobilization of Nepali army for security of upcoming by-elections, and $300 billion deal at COP29 criticized for failing to meet the scale of climate change. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has directed the ministries and agencies concerned to resolve the dispute regarding the facility of postgraduate level resident doctors in private medical colleges. The Prime Minister's remark came during the 15th meeting of the Medical Education Commission held today at the Prime Minister's official residence in Balwatar. Prime Minister Oli, who is also the chairman of the commission, instructed Education Minister Bidya Bhattarai, Health Minister Pradeep Podal and the Vice Chairman of the commission, Professor Dr. Anjani Kumar Jha, to make appropriate decision to settle the issue. Based on the letter of the Health Ministry, the commission had published a notice to fill the self-evaluation form by November 26th, asking that resident doctors of private colleges should also be facilitated to maintain facilities of 48,000 rupees. President of Association of Medical and Dental Colleges of Nepal, Dr. Gyanendra Man Singh Karki, in the meeting, claimed that the commission cannot make a unilateral decision to provide subsistence allowance to PG students on the same salary as government medical officers. Speaker of the House of Representatives Devraj Khemire has addressed the 11th plenary session of International Parliament for Tolerance and Peace in Cambodia's capital, Phnom Penh, today. Addressing the session in Phnom Penh, Cambodia Speaker Khemire said Nepal could provide an important lesson to the international community on peace, tolerance, conflict management and stability. The speaker added that Nepal's achievement in peace building and reconciliation was a model for the world. He stated that Nepal's comprehensive peace accord signed in 2006 has paved the way for federalism, inclusive structure and progressive form of governance through the Constituent Assembly. On the occasion, Speaker Khemire described climate change and cyber threats as the key challenges of the world and called for international collaboration and multilateral viewpoints to address them. President Ramchandra Podal has approved the mobilization of the Nepali army to conduct the December 1st by-elections in a free, fair and peaceful environment. A press statement issued by the spokesperson of the office of the president, Sailaja Acharya, stated that the head of the state approved the army mobilization upon the recommendation of the Council of Ministers. Meanwhile, President Ramchandra Podal has appointed Chitralekha Yadav as the ambassador of Nepal to Australia. According to the president's office, Yadav was appointed to the ambassadorial post as per the recommendation of the Council of Ministers. A bill designed to amend and integrate acts relating to the Nepal Police and the Armed Police Force has been presented at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers today. Prior to this, the Home Ministry took an approval from the Ministry of Finance, Ministry of the Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs and the Public Service Commission to introduce the bill to the Council of Ministers. The bill aims to make amendments required in regard with the legal provisions in existing Police Act to make the police institution friendly to the human rights and more professional and efficient. The Health Ministry has decided to award 200,000 rupees each to a family of those donating organs posthumously. Earlier, the family of a donor would receive 100,000 rupees from the Bhaktapur-based Human Organ Transplant Centre, whom Minister Pradeep Paudal today decided to double the amount. The Finance Ministry has approved the increase through internal resource management. In addition, hospitals facilitating organ donations will now receive 75,000 rupees, an increase from the previous 50,000. The Human Organ Transplant Centre states that each year it handles around 1,000 kidney and 55 liver transplant requests. It performs 200 kidney transplants and 20 liver transplants annually, accounting for about 70% of the country's total transplants. Organ donation post-death is legal in Nepal. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
सादा खाना 100 रुपैयाँ मटन खाना 200 रुपैयाँ ओए मोबाइलको डाटा पनि हामीले चलाएको मेनु अनुसार महँगो र सस्तो पर्नु पर्ने होइन र
हुन्छ नि मित्र फेसबुक ट्विटर इन्स्टाग्राम भाइबर व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोशियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ त्यही लिने मजाले चलाउने
*1415# डायल गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The Kaski District Court has given permission to the Kaski police to keep Rashtriya Swatantra Party President Ravi Lamichhane in the custody for another 15 days. Lamichhane is in the custody of the Kaski police in a case related to cooperative fraud and organized crime, and he was produced in Kaski District Court today. Court Information Officer Suraj Adhikari informed that the bench of District Court Judge Himlal Belbase granted permission for another 15-day detention for further investigation. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. A finance deal reached at the COP29 summit to help less developed countries tackle climate change has been bitterly criticized for failing to meet the scale of the challenge. According to the BBC, days of negotiations in Azerbaijan that extended the talks by more than 30 hours saw richer countries agree to raise their contribution to $300 billion a year by 2035. The African group of negotiators described it as too little, too late. A similar feeling was echoed by the representative from India, saying the money as a paltry sum. But Western leaders welcomed the deal, with US President Joe Biden saying it puts the world one significant step closer to achieving our climate goals. Poorer countries had asked for $1.3 trillion to help them fight the climate battle. Meanwhile, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has expressed concern that the climate finance deal agreed early Sunday in Azerbaijan did not go far enough, and as he urged nations to view it as a foundation on which to build. Iran said on Sunday that it would hold nuclear talks in the coming days with the three European countries that initiated a censure resolution against it adopted by the UN's atomic watchdog. AFP news agency cited Foreign Ministry spokesman Ismail Baghaei as saying the meeting of the deputy foreign ministers of Iran, France, Germany and the United Kingdom would take place on Friday without specifying a venue. The spokesman said in a foreign ministry statement that a range of regional and international issues and topics, including the issues of Palestine and Lebanon, says as well as the nuclear issue will be discussed. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of Koshi, Bagmati and Gandaki province and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain is likely to occur at one or two places of hilly region of Koshi province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli directs concerned bodies to resolve dispute regarding facility of postgraduate level resident doctors in private medical colleges. Speaker Devraj Khimire addresses 11th plenary session of International Parliament for Tolerance and Peace in Cambodia's capital, Phnom Penh. Speaker highlights Nepal's achievement in peace building and reconciliation as a model for the world. President Ramchandra Powdal approves mobilization of Nepali army for security of upcoming by-elections, and $300 billion deal at COP29 criticized for failing to meet the scale of climate challenges. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.